This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, December 17. Walking in the Light. Our reading comes from John chapter 8. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The Pharisees challenged him. "Here you are, appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid." Jesus answered, "Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you have no idea where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I pass judgment on no one. But if I do judge, my decisions are true, because I am not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me. In your own law, it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is true. I am one who testifies for myself. My other witness is the Father who sent me." Then they asked him, "Where is your Father?" "You do not know me or my Father," Jesus replied. "If you knew me, you would know my Father also." He spoke these words while teaching in the temple courts near the place where the offerings were put. Yet no one seized him, because his hour had not yet come. The text in our reading for today is centrally focused on Jesus' identity. He declares, "I am the light of the world." Leaning into God's covenant name, "I am who I am." Jesus is making the claim that he is God, because that's who he is. But there are also implications here for all who follow him. Jesus asserts that anyone who follows him will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. When we're honest with ourselves, we admit that there are many times when we stumble in our faith. Sometimes we make deliberate choices to sin. At other times, we fail to do the good that we could have done. At times, we still choose darkness. So what do we do with Jesus' words that his followers will never walk in darkness? Until this point, the Israelites were taught to follow God's commands and to offer certain sacrifices in order to be right with God. But now Jesus reorients their righteousness to himself. The good news Jesus proclaims is that instead of trying to be righteous before God, people can receive the light of Jesus' perfect life that he extends to us. By God's grace, all who follow Jesus have the light of life, not because of what they do, but because of who Jesus is and what Jesus has done. Hallelujah. Pray with me. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness and your sacrifice on our behalf. We praise you that the light of your life makes us right with God. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.